Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Wally Box is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Wally's a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's been with me since the last millennium, the previous century. And he is that old. That's true. And Wally is the author of Net Income. He's the guy that who's helping a lot of people follow their dreams these days by getting their book written and in print and in ones and zeros if they're e-books. And he's our good friend, Wally Bach. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be back.
It's good to have you back.
Striving for a longevity record here.
Well, you're close. You're the second longest consistent member, and as long as Karen Kerrigan still says yes, you're going to be number two.
Well, even though I put it a dip in quality for the show, I'm going to try to outlast her.
Well, I will tell you this: if you had to be second to anybody, she'd be somebody you'd be proud to, because she's a high quality individual. She's one of my heroes. Hey, Wally. Do you think more as you've been around the book publishing business, you're an author, a published author yourself, and have been for a long time, multiple books, and now you're focusing more on that. Do you think people are there are more people wanting to write a book these days or less? And if you think it's more, do you think it's because of how things have changed? What do you think?
Well, I think if you're talking about wanting to write a book, it's probably about the same. Which means just about everybody thinks about it at one time or another. If you're talking about I need to have it to build my business, which we hear a lot of small business people talk about, especially consultants and stuff, then that's probably about the same too. What's different is that today, because you can also publish, more people are actually trying it.
And if you're just saying it because you think it sounds good, you better be careful because today somebody can make you put your money where your mouth is, can't they?
Yes, they can. Yes, they can, and they do. I mean, the thing about what people forget about a book is, yes, it can it can boost your fees, it can boost your credibility, it can make you an expert, it can do all those things. But it can also be a horrid example of what you do that doesn't go away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the big differences.
Explain that a little bit more.
When I did my first book, which was 41 years ago.
Wow.
When I did my first book, there was always a clause in the contract about when the book would go out of print, what would happen, who would get the rights,
right.
what we could do and so forth. Well, today books don't go out of print. It's still.
That's right.
So now, I mean, back then, I've looked at some of my early work, and it's kind of embarrassing. You'll look back and you'll say, oh, God, they paid me for that. That's awful. But now, if that book had been done in the digital era, it would still be here.
You could update.
People could look at it. I could update it, but more importantly, older versions would probably be circulating.
Right.
And, people would be handing it off, and it would be on a huge book thing on Amazon. And people would look at it, and they'd say, God, what a jerk. Now, they may say that anyway.
I'm not going to pile on, Wally. I'm going to let you do that. You're doing good. Go ahead.
They may say it anyway, but you want them to say it for a valid reason. You don't want them to say it based on, something that you did before you knew better.
Right.
The big difference today, to loop back to your question, is today you have to know better.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know that you can't do a bad book anymore because books stay in print.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know, and there's no excuse anymore for
nothing. So you're saying in the old days a book was like a magazine article or a newspaper article. You know, eventually it become fish wrapper, and nobody would know that you wrote a bad book. That's what you're saying, right?
That's exactly true. That book that I wrote in 1972, I doubt there's a copy of it anywhere in the known universe.
I don't know.
Unless it's being used as packing for, you know, when somebody
right.
has to move.
So the thing is if you're going to write a book today, you need to do it. But there's also the other side. It always is with the digital world. There's always an opportunity and a disruption. The disruption that you're talking about, usually, you know, if you start and you started with a disruption. This disruption is today your sins will find you out. But the opportunity is you can go back in and you can rectify that. You can go back in, especially if it's a digital book. Okay, yeah, the ones that are already out there have, you know, if you didn't do as good a job as you thought you should later. I mean, look, everybody who's ever written a book a year later would write the book differently.
That's certainly true. That's certainly true.
So
you learn from the reaction. I always say that the readers complete the book.
Right. Well, but let me make sure we stick something in here to bring the audience fully into our conversation here, Wally. And that is the point. I think what I'm getting out of what Wally's saying, folks, is don't worry that you don't. If you think your book, if you're concerned about whether you're going to have a good book or anybody will want it or whatever, the moment you start putting pen to paper or fingers to keyboard, it won't be a good book then. My book that we're literally going to press with right now, my book is 10 times better a better book than it was 3 months ago, Wally.
Mm-hmm.
You continue.
And
to
why
improve.
Is that, Jim?
Well, we just kept. When you're writing a book, when the ideas come out of you, you have to let them come out. The editing be damned. The tense be damned, the person, you know, the first person, second person alignment be damned. You just let it come out of you. You don't worry about all that stuff. You let the idea, because if you ever stopped to worry about this is why editors can't write books, Wally, because they can't let the idea get out of them without editing themselves. You ever known an editor actually be an author? Not too many.
Not too many.
And so my point is, get the book out of you, folks, and then let the editing process, let the refining process come at the end after you got the ideas out. And don't worry that your book's not perfect. Why don't you give us your website, please?
Website is writingabookwithwally.com.
We're going to talk some more about this, folks. Think about this. If you've ever said, I think I got a book in me, now's the time to be thinking more about that. Tony after, right back with Wally Box. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.